4422.
Okay, just hold on. Let me see who's going to help you, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir. Talk about that.
Okay. Yes, sir. The Honorable Mr. Johnson will conduct your hearing at this time, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good afternoon, sir. Could you state your name, your ADC number first for the record?
My first name, Cornelio. Last name, Zuniga. ADC number 234422.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable David Mill, the Honorable C.T. Wright, who's our board chair, the Honorable Luis Quinones. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your lead during your hearing today, sir. Also with us, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole office, is Mr. Turner, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification advising you of this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. On that form, you are notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, so at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will determine whether the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, sir.
Yeah.
Two allegations listed on your warrant. I am going to revoke those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The first allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about November 8, 2017, as directed by your assigned patrol parole officer.
Is that true? Yes, sir.
Is that true or false, sir?
True.
Okay. So the next allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence, 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about November 8, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer.
True.
Then his whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision.
True.
All right, sir. All right, well, then, thank you, sir. Well, then, based on the admission of Mr. Cornelio Zuniga, I am going to move to find that Mr. Zuniga was delinquent as he violated the term condition of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
I thought you were kind of starting to break up a little bit.
Okay, so can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay, let me, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. But we're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then we're going to go over some information with you, sir, then get any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Yes, Mr. Zuniga was released from ADC custody on 9/8/2017. He was arrested on 3/23/2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges. He was returned back to ADC custody on 3/23/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 6/25/2018 with 135 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2008, unlawful use means of transportation, 1 year. 2012, endangerment, 1 year. 2014, shoplifting, 1 year, 6 months. 2015, promoting prison contraband, 3 years. This is his fourth term in ADC. He has a CUIR score of 4.4, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. He is self-admitted Mario Hispanic Homeboys Criminal Street Gang. Prior supervision in 2008, TIS release completed 1 month. 2012, TIS release absconded, arrested by Phoenix PD and revoked by BOEC. He has a significant disciplinary history with drugs, violence, and sexual contact noted. Other arrest. In 2000, marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2000, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2001, theft means of transportation, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2010, misdemeanor, other DUI, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2013, dangerous drug violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2013, misconduct involving weapons, that was dismissed. 2014, failure to appear, and those charges say it was pending. Other important information, he has a GV score of G7V8. On 410 of 18, he received disciplinary for failure to follow direction by uncovering the window of his cell and was found guilty of a minor.
Okay, so I see that when you were released on September 8th of 2017, you were released from prison and approved to reside at TLC at 2202 East Roosevelt Street in Phoenix. And then on September 14th, 2017, you were approved to reside at Greenway Halfway House located at 2501 West Elm Street, sir. You did not provide any other residence or any other place that you were going to live. So why did you leave Greenway, sir?
Honestly, it was my first time actually returning to parole or probation, as you say, and back away, as Mr. Turner was just saying that, I never really tried to comply with my parole or probation. Today, this was actually my first time trying to be a productive member of society. I tried to go along with it, but honestly, in the end, to be honest with you guys, it just felt like felt a little too much on my plate at the time. I had a lot of things going on in my mind, and I actually have no excuse, honestly. The drugs got a hold of me. That's one reason why I left V-Ray. These ones that are unknown, do I not know them? Also, I would just like to ask to see if there's some type of way, if I do get released, if I can go back to MRC or any treatment center I can get to relieve this addiction I have.
Okay, well, so it looks like that. You were assigned, you had UAs that you had taken, you were assigned the color pink. You were responsible for 3 urine samples under the task color pink. On September 14th, you submitted a urine sample that tested positive for methamphetamine and THC. Yes. On September 21st, you submitted a urine sample that tested negative. Then on September 27th, you submitted a urine sample that tested positive for alcohol. On October 5th, you were responsible for submitting 6 urine samples, and then on October 5th, October 6th, October 19th, and October 23rd, and October 26th, and November 7th, the test results were negative. Then on September 14th, you were placed into the 90-day residential community behavioral modification program at V-Ray Halfway House. Did you complete that 90-day program, sir?
I completed 30 days of it, sir. I finished 30 days of MRC. I did complete it. I did get my certificate, but there's no possible way I can get sent back there for a 90-day program. I know my parole end date is June 25th, but there's no possible way to get sent there for another 90 days. I think I really do need the treatment. Also, another reason why I left V-Ray is because my mother passed away November 18th, 2008, and I grieve a lot during those 5 months. I know that ain't an excuse, but that's one of the reasons why also.
He said that...
Those are the more times I feel like I need to use drugs, basically. I need to try to figure out what's wrong with my mind and why I need to feel that I need to use drugs. I should say
it. It says that you were discharged from TLC when you were running the facility grounds when you saw your parole officer and you failed to return. You says you left the facility when your parole officer came and you didn't return, sir.
That was when I first got out. I was still in that old habit of trying to run from parole. Honestly, I just had a natural instinct of when I seen the parole, I just automatically ran.
Well, you don't see the parole officer.
Because my parole officer wasn't even there to see me, he was there for somebody else. But when I seen him, that's what I thought he was there for me, so I ran. And I had no reason to run.
When you're in prison, you don't see parole officers inside of prison, sir, do you?
What's that, sir?
Well, you're incarcerated, you don't see parole officers inside of prison.
No.
Okay. So are you doing any drugs while you're inside the prison, taking any program while you're there, sir?
There's no way for us to get into programs.
Okay.
No, it was because I'll come at the Naval Fire Process.
All right. Okay, Mr. Zunigan. Let me see if the board has any additional questions.
Yes, sir.
There are no additional questions coming from the board. We're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board?
Yeah, I would like to apologize for my, wishing you guys a time and my behavior, basically.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, thank
and
you.
And if you consider a little leniency on me.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, it appears that the board's going into discussion now. Mr. Zelliger, we want you to stay on the line and have to remain silent while the board's in discussion, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, the board's now in discussion. Here's that Mr. Zuniker says that he wants to go into another treatment program, but he did go into some treatment programs. His PO was doing everything he could to work with him while he was out, and Mr. Zuniker just wasn't cooperative all the time. He did abscond for 135 days. That is a problem, that he absconded for 135 days, and he has a history of absconding. While he's out on community supervision. Therefore, you know, I don't see Mr. Zuniker being a good candidate to be released back out on community supervision at this time. Okay, therefore, I am going to make a motion to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Zuniker, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapses, was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Neal, agreed. Mr. Quinones, agreed. Dr. Wright. Mr. Zuniker?
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on June 25th of 2018. During that period of time, sir, you won't be on any parole and you won't be on any community supervision. Hopefully, you'll try to get involved in some programming while you're still incarcerated, so that when you get out, sir, you won't have any more negative contacts with law enforcement, and you won't have to come back before this board again, sir. Thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. That's great.
All right, thank you guys all. You guys have a good day.
All right, sir. Thank you.